Right, we've got a Missouri eight-man district semifinal coming up here on the KMA video stream here a little later this week. Here is Nottoway Valley takes on Mound City. We're going to preview the Nottoway Valley side of things here today, talking now with head coach Alan Calfee. And coach, just kind of start us off here. Obviously, you guys got the bye week there for the quarterfinal last week, gearing up to open up your postseason now here this Friday. I guess just kind of give us overall, you know, just kind of the thoughts, obviously, here as you guys gear up here for a postseason run.
You know, during the bye week, we took advantage of that time to work on some fundamentals and some things that, you know, we noticed that we needed to work on watching film. And then we also took that time to work on some situational football, which you don't always get the chance to do necessarily when you're preparing for teams. So that's how we use the bye week, and then preparing for the postseason run. You know, it's win or go home. So everything gets magnified when it comes to playoff football.
Absolutely. You know, and obviously this season for you guys, 8-1 on the year, just that one loss to Rockport a few weeks ago now. I guess just overall, you know, you guys average over 59 points a game this season. When things are kind of clicking for your guys' offense, what are some of the things that you guys have really been able to do well there on that side of the ball?
That's going to start up front. If your line does a good job, you can have time to throw those passes, and then we got to take care of the football, and then when we're balanced, that makes and keeps teams on their toes. That's when we're most effective, when we're running and passing efficiently. That makes us tough to stop.
And what about the defensive side? Giving up just a little over 19 points a game this season. Kind of talk about really what's kind of worked for you guys on that side of the ball. I know you got a lot of guys that have really gotten into the backfield a lot this year. I guess kind of talk about some of those guys that really stepped up on that defensive side this year.
On the defensive side, you have Jax Cowden and Tyler Gray on the edge. They do a really good job at DNs for us, and they help make everything go by setting the edge there. And then the D tackles inside, we rotate DeAndre Mincy, Dakota Hyatt, and Jake Gard. So when those guys are doing their job up front, it makes it easy for our linebackers like Cooper Snodderly and Tyler Gray. And then on the back end, you know, you don't have to cover as long if those guys are wreaking havoc up front. And then so Ty Hoyt and Cooper Morrow and Dakota Patterson on the back end, you know, they can cover for a short time, and when the ball's in the air, go get it.
Certainly, and coming up here on Friday, we mentioned that district semifinal here with Mound City under a little rematch here from the regular season. You guys were a 44-32 victory over them back in early October. I guess, you know, what's kind of the mindset, obviously, you know, when you're going into a postseason matchup against a team, obviously, that you played already once this year? I guess kind of what's you know, sort of the mindset, the message for your guys heading into a matchup like that?
Really just take the first matchup and learn from it, and you know, we had some turnovers in that one. We've got to take care of the football. And also, just do what they did, make adjustments from there, and try to control their running game.
So I was going to say, talk a little bit about that Mound City team. What were some of the things you guys kind of learned about them there in that first matchup that you hope to maybe kind of carry into this postseason meetup here this week?
You know, we thought they did a good job up front. They got some size, and they do a good job with their offense. It's tough to figure out who's got the football, and then their offense taking care of the football. And then the Raup kid does a really good job. If he gets into open space, he's as dangerous as anyone in our conference. Speed and ability to make kids miss.
Certainly, and I guess, you know, if there were going to be any keys, I guess, kind of on the offensive side for you guys going into this game, what would those be to be able to walk away with another win here on Friday?
Just get it done up front, and then take care of the football, and then let the rest take care of itself. Take what the defense gives us, and don't try to do too much.
Certainly, again, talking here with the Nottoway Valley head coach, Alan Calfee. And coach, thank you so much for the time here today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck, of course, coming up here on Friday.
Thank you.